Okay, the next agenda item is public hearing order number R1-2007-0054 to consider adoption of an administrative civil liability order acknowledging penalty payment and specifying a compliance project to satisfy administrative civil liability complaint number R1-2003-0125 issued November 3rd, 2003 and administrative civil liability complaint number R1-2007-0022 issued March 5th, 2007 and for violations of waste discharge requirements order number 9342 adopted for the Occidental County Sanitation District, Sonoma County, number 1B830010SON.
Mr. Chair, I need to recuse myself on the Occidental issue.
This time and place for hearing by the Regional California Water Quality Control Board, North Coast Region, to consider adoption of administrative civil liability orders. This item has been properly noticed. A sheet explaining the procedures for this hearing is available at the handout table. Anyone who expects to give testimony in this matter, please stand, raise your right hand, and take the following oath. Do you swear or affirm that you'll tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth in this matter? And then for ease of administration is when you get up and testify, if you could give your name, address, and that you're previously sworn, it's helpful. And at this time, staff will start with their presentation.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and members of the board. I'm Kason Grady, staff to the board, here to discuss the order before you. First, I would like to enter the file into the record. Each of you should... Is this working?
No.
Do you mind if I speak without the microphone?
Well,
yeah.
Go ahead. Is it working? No.
Testing.
There. Testing.
Yep.
Wow. All right.
Shall we wait for Heidi now?
She's in the other room and can hear the proceedings.
Okay.
One other thing, though, before you begin, can I have the whoever's representing the water agency identified so when I ask questions, I know who I'm referring to? So, okay. And then do you object to the file being entered into the hearing record? Okay. Let the record reflect there's no objection. The evidence is deemed admitted. Proceed.
Okay. Each of you should have an agenda package. It has a green EOSR on the front, followed by the order in yellow. Attachment A is behind the order. It's white and is a facilities plan approval from the state board representing a funding source for the compliance project proposed. This order represents agreement that has been come to between us and the discharger through extensive collaboration. Since this facility has a fairly complex history, compliance history, I would like to give me Kathy and I would like to give a summary of the treatment process and compliance history to provide some of the new board members insight and everyone perspective for this order. At this time, I'd like to pass the mic to Kathy.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and members of the board. I am Kathy Goodwin, staff to the regional board. I was sworn in, and I work in the permitting unit. So I have handled Occidental since about 2000. So I'm going to give you a history and overview of the treatment plant and the enforcement that has occurred to date. And I'd like to go to the next slide. So first, to orient you, Occidental is located about 15 miles west of Santa Rosa. It's located just below the red star on the map shown here. Okay, this aerial will orient you with regard to Occidental and the components of its wastewater system. And you'll see the north arrow up there at the top. We've got Occidental Road coming into Occidental here. We've got Grayton Road here for those who have been out to Occidental. The approximate area of town served by the wastewater system is captured by the circle. Occidental has about 71 connections. About 40 of those are residential connections. The remaining 30 are commercial connections, some large restaurants, small restaurants, and various small businesses in town. The collection system flows through town by gravity to a lift station that would be located just off the photograph here. And from that lift station, the wastewater is pumped uphill to the wastewater treatment plant. You can see two ponds right here. They're green because they're covered with duckweed in this photo. Treated wastewater is discharged from the second of the two ponds, which is a settling pond, by gravity downhill to Graham's Pond, which is an old agricultural pond that was constructed at the headwaters of Dutchville Creek. And Dutchville Creek is tributary to the Russian River. In the dry season, effluent from the pond is used to irrigate this agricultural field here. And in the wet season, it is discharged to Dutchville Creek. And this is Occidental Wastewater Treatment Facility. It is permitted under Waste Discharge Requirements Order Number 93-42, which also serves as an NPDES permit. The facility is owned by the Occidental County Sanitation District, and it's operated and maintained by the Sonoma County Water Agency. The facility provides secondary treatment using the pond system shown in this photograph. The first pond in the foreground is an aerated pond. The aeration provides biological treatment for the removal of biological oxygen demand. The pond has two baffles, and these baffles were installed in 2004 as one of the interim compliance projects required under an enforcement order issued by this board. The baffles were installed to improve the treatment efficiency of the pond. From here, the water goes to this pond for solid settling. And then it goes into a pipe where chlorine is added. This redwood tank provides chlorine contact time. The effluent is then dechlorinated and discharged by gravity, as I said, to Graham's Pond, where it's stored for subsequent disposal. The plant currently has a dry weather flow of about 17,000 gallons per day. It is a very small plant serving, you know, like I said, 71 connections. And the plant has had frequent violations of waste discharge requirements because it is an old, outdated system. This photo is here just to show you the plant before the baffles were installed. This photo was taken in 2003. So Occidental has a lengthy enforcement history, and I've tried to condense that into the next three slides. As I said earlier, the current NPDES permit was adopted in 1993. And then between 1993 and 1997, the plant experienced significant number of violations. There were over 2,200 effluent limit violations and numerous receiving water violations and such. In addition to that, there were basin plan violations, including a summertime discharge to Dutch Bill Creek in violation of our seasonal discharge prohibition that is in the basin plan. Then in 1997, the board adopted an administrative civil liability order assessing penalties for all of the violations that had occurred up until then. And later that year, the original cease and desist order and time schedule order were adopted. The cease and desist order had two main components. It required the discharger to implement short-term projects to correct immediate violations at the treatment plant. Those were primarily pH and chlorine residual violations, and they addressed that in 1997. The other component that was required is the selection and construction of a capital improvement project intended to provide a long-term solution to achieve compliance with waste discharge requirements and the basin plan. And with regard to the basin plan, the requirements of concern are the requirement for advanced wastewater treatment for discharges to surface waters, compliance with the 1% discharge limit, and compliance with the seasonal discharge prohibition. The time schedule order was adopted with the cease and desist order to identify proposed penalties in the event that any of the compliance dates were missed. The 1997 cease and desist and time schedule orders have been modified four times since 1997. Each cease and desist order extended the compliance dates related to the required capital improvement project and included a connection ban to restrict the district from taking on more flows. They were already having a lot of problems complying with the permit. The Sonoma County Water Agency and Occidental CSD have been trying to find a permanent solution for for Occidental that is technically, financially, environmentally, and politically feasible. And they've run into a number of dead ends. They've done a couple of environmental impact reports proposing capital improvement projects that were not able to move ahead either due to technical or financial reasons. They, in 2001, started working with their neighbor, Camp Meeker, to try to find a solution that might solve the problems, the wastewater problems for two communities. They are currently working towards certifying an environmental impact report by the end of this year, and that proposes a pipeline to the Russian River CSD wastewater treatment facility. And the EIR certification is a requirement of the 2005 cease and desist order. Okay. With each compliance schedule extension, the board required Occidental to implement interim compliance projects intended to improve the treatment plant performance and compliance with waste discharge requirements. So up here on the slide, I've summarized the interim compliance projects that have been required. I've given the year that those requirements were imposed, and in parentheses, I've indicated the date by which the project was either completed or due to be completed. And the Occidental Collection System project, as I said, is, that one is actually under construction right now, and Kaysen will talk to you a little bit more about that when he does his presentation. Two ACL complaints have been issued in recent years to address the ongoing violations that are occurring at the plant until they come up with a long-term solution. I believe, you know, they're going to have some violations occurring. They've got a very old plant. As I mentioned earlier, though, or I think as I'm going to mention in a future slide, I think they are working very hard to comply with a old system right now. But one of the complaints was issued in November 2003. The other was issued just this year in March. I've given some of the details of each complaint on the slide. Both complaints covered a similar time period, about 3.5 years, and I wanted to make note of the fact that the 2007 complaint was for a far less number of violations than the 2003 complaint. Staff believes that this reduction in violations over time is a result of the compliance projects or the interim compliance projects that the discharger has implemented to date and greater efforts at operating and maintaining the plant. This timeline summarizes the enforcement history that I just presented to you. In black, I have identified the various enforcement actions taken by the board, and then the color shows actions taken by the discharger in response to the board's orders. The blue represents projects that were implemented at the plant to improve compliance. And then in burgundy, I've indicated various environmental impact reports that have been developed with regard to their search for capital improvement projects. The district has taken positive steps forward to improve conditions at the plant, reduce violations, and toward identifying a long-term solution that is feasible. And then in addition to all that, the timeline also shows, the action that Kaysen will be presenting today, and that is the combining of the two administrative civil liability complaints into an administrative civil liability order that is before the board for adoption today. And unless there's any questions, that is the end of my presentation, and I'd like to turn it back to Kaysen.
Once again, I'm Kaysen Grady in the enforcement unit. To reiterate, the order before you is going the proposals to combine the 2003 complaint and the 2007 complaint and allow a compliance project of a collection system upgrade. There are remaining penalties to be suspended upon the satisfactory completion of the compliance project. Those remaining penalties sum up to approximately $235,000, and the project to upgrade the collection system will cost approximately $2 million, so it will sufficiently satisfy that cost, and the discharger has funding through the Small Community Wastewater Grant Program of the State Board. The reason that the $152,000 from the 2003 complaint is still yet to be suspended, and the reason we need to combine both complaints, is because their long-term capital improvement project has changed, and therefore the old, if you look up here, CP2, as it's labeled up there, tertiary filters, has now... it will be changed to the collection system upgrade because they do not plan currently to upgrade the facility with tertiary filters. The current compliance project, the collection system upgrade, will upgrade approximately 3,700 feet of sewer main. It will reduce inflow and infiltration into the plant, and it will benefit the community regardless of the capital improvement project chosen. To show that the discharger has made progress towards this, they have received approval of the final plans and specs from the State Board to represent the funding source. The construction crews mobilized last Friday and started preliminary field work this Monday. The construction is estimated to be finished by the end of the year, well before the June 30th deadline. In conclusion, the upgrade will reduce INI and will reduce the violations for the treatment facility, and it will address the violations that were the original source of the complaint. The discharger has funding and has started construction, and once again, it satisfies the requirements for both complaints. So my recommendation to the board is to allow the discharger to satisfy both complaints upon satisfactory completion of the compliance project by adopting the order before you. If there's any questions, we will be happy to address them.
Do board members have any questions? Okay, does the district Occidental CSD have any questions of staff? Okay. Then I believe we would call on the Occidental CSD, and it's Pam Jean. Okay.
Morning, Mr. Chair, members of the board. I have been sworn. My name is Pam Jean. I'm the Deputy Chief Engineer of Operations for the Sonoma County Water Agency. As mentioned previously, we're the contract operator of the Occidental Wastewater System, both collection system as well as treatment plant, and have been at it for about 12 years now, since about 1995. I really am coming up here to thank you and your staff for all the effort that you've put into this. And most importantly, thank you for supporting our application to the State Water Resources Control Board for the grant funding that's going to actually fund the sewer replacement project in Occidental. Without your support and help in actually procuring that grant, we would never be able to move forward with the project, and we'd be stuck in the same situation we're in today. So we really appreciate your help on that. That was very key to that actually happening. Thank you.
All right. Any questions by board members? Any questions? Board Member Anderson.
Ms. Jean, in terms of the collection system replacement, it's in the state board, it points out 49% of the linear feet. I'm curious what you anticipate to be the result of the changes.
You know, I don't really know. I couldn't answer that, Mr. Anderson. We did identify, however, that this is the 49% that's referred to is of the collection system that has been inspected. This is the worst of the worst of the collection system. So, I mean, we're hoping to see some pretty dramatic impact on inflow and infiltration, but I can't guarantee that.
And the funding is all in place to, I read it's something over a $2 million project.
Yeah, it's over a $2 million project, and I believe the grant was about $1.9 million. It was very, very substantial.
But at the end of the day, I mean, 71 connections isn't very many.
It's hard to imagine 71 connections paying for a $2 million project, so... Yeah, and that's the half of it. So the ultimate compliance project, the ultimate solution out there is going to be far more expensive than that.
Does staff have any questions?
Nope.
Is there anyone further in the audience to testify in this matter?
Brenda Edelman, Russian River Watershed Protection Committee. I was not sworn in because I didn't realize I was going to want to speak.
Can you please raise your right hand? Do you promise to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
I want to say I support the project beyond a doubt. I think this is wonderful, and I think it's going to go a long way to solving a big part of their problem. And yet, in the staff presentation, I heard some things that I continue to find quite disturbing, and that is the speaking about the long-range project, I recently completed comments on the EIR that was put forward for the pipeline project to Russian River County Sanitation District. I also completed comments on the irrigation project for the Russian River County Sanitation District, and I'm now working on comments for the storage project. Yesterday, or Tuesday, the Board of Supervisors passed the disinfection upgrade that they're going to be working on for the County Sanitation District, and I specifically told them I would not oppose that because I feel it's so critical to the system. And I just want you to know that, you know, in all good faith, we want to see that one move forward. But there are severe problems. There are severe geological problems. We feel the EIRs were grossly deficient. And to assume, and to some extent, I find it disturbing that before the final EIR is out, I'm already hearing people allude to accept the EIR being accepted by the Camp Meeker Park and Rec. It's like the feeling I get is that everyone sort of resigned to accepting the EIR in order to appease your board. And I'm sorry to have to say that, but it's like a game that's getting played, and I really don't think, and there are issues in the EIR that the community's concerned about. Some of the design components, such as the pumps, the grinder pumps, and the frequent electrical outages in the community are of great concern. And not to mention the cost. The cost is, they're coming up, they're saying about $22 million for the two communities, and we're talking about, I think it's about a total of about 600 or 700 hookups altogether. So the $2 million's nothing compared to what's coming down the road. And so I think it's very problematic that staff is beginning to see this as the Russian River County Sanitation District is resolving this issue. It really isn't, and we've been tracking this closely, and we're going to continue to, and if we absolutely have to, we'll take legal action. We don't want to do that, but we don't think things are going in a good direction, and I'm sorry to inform you of that. Thank you. If there's any questions, I'm happy to answer them.
Specifically, what are the areas you don't think are going in the right direction, other than moving forward on what you consider an inadequate EIR? From a water quality standpoint, do you have specifics?
I think that, number one, the Russian River County Sanitation District, for many reasons, cannot accommodate. It's going to be a long time before they can bring it up to grade to the point, and maybe never, where they can accommodate outside hookups. So there's severe problems there. I don't know if you want me to take the time to go into some of them.
No, just
but we've been working. We've been working with a geologist who worked for USGS for 25 years, a certified geologist, who is finding all kinds of, there's huge problems with landslides in the area. There's all kinds of hazards in the area. And to have a raw sewage pipeline go into a major floodplain is very problematic just by itself. And it would be going down a road that slips and slides, that we've done some analysis on the geology, and we've included some professional comments on that because that's one of the biggest concerns. So to keep it local would be to keep the problem smaller rather than trying to expand it. And we're living in a very hazardous area in many ways. We have the floods, we have the slides, and many other issues. So it's a big problem to try and turn Guerneville into a big system to serve the West County like that.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone else to speak on this agenda item? If there is none, I'll close the public hearing, take it back to the board. Board Member Anderson.
Question to staff in terms of the amount of rainfall Occidental receives. What kind of number are we looking at?
I don't know.
Okay. And is the problems the system experiences most wintertime or summer or both? Or
The violations that have been the subject of the ACLs have occurred, you know, at various times throughout the year, but the majority of the violations do occur in the wintertime when the high infiltration and inflow kind of overwhelms the plant. Add to that that the storage pond, Graham's Pond, also receives runoff from the watershed around the pond, and they're just very quickly overwhelmed, you know, in the wintertime when we've got big rainstorms.
Thank you.
King?
Mr. Chairman, just one factual thing. When the State Board comes looking to see where the money was spent, on the first page of their June 11th letter, they say the Occidental community is located approximately 70 miles east of Santa Rosa. They might get lost.
Probably a fault line out there, too, isn't it?
And in terms of our document or the resolution, I think ACL, we're adopting the first item, cites the location of the water agency, another one, or the address. I don't know if the water agency located in two places. It's here listed as 2150 West College Avenue. We may want to update that to its...
Excuse me, where was that?
Well, that's the first page, first item.
Okay.
Third line from the bottom.
Okay, we'll correct that. Thank you. Yeah, that's the old address.
Any other? Okay. And is it clear to staff what the changes are? Okay. Is there any objection? I assume there isn't, but from Pam Jean representing the Occidental CSD. Okay. With that, I believe we're ready for a motion.
I'm so moved that we adopt the order as proposed.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any further board discussion? Okay, hearing none, I'll bring it to a vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, please say nay. Abstentions? The motion unanimously carries, and I realize for 71 people, you've put together a heck of a product here, and so I appreciate the effort.